Even though this recording was made the very first time that I recorded the dog through the gate, I had been walking by there during the day, and I'd stopped by a few times and talked with him and really put my energy into projecting my thoughts towards him, letting him know I could tell he was a very sensitive dog and that I was able to receive messages from animals through recording devices. I know he didn't understand the words, I don't think, but I do know that he could read that he and many animals, especially dogs, like they really read your intentions. And, I mean, they're very telepathic, very psychic. Anyway, I went up to him and I asked him this question.
Are you going to tell me stuff? Tell me what's on your mind.
Okay, now this is a dual direction edit again. And here it is, three times. Okay, let me tell you what I hear of this one. I hear, "Where's Sheila?" Here it is again. The fact is, at the time of this recording, I didn't know who the people were that lived in the house where Amigo was in the backyard. I found out days later as a lady was pulling up there, and I told her she introduced herself as Sheila, and she was the lady that Amigo belonged to. Here's another one for you here. Here's a short sample. Okay, here is another dual direction excerpt played three times. Here it is. Okay, what I hear of this one is, "You are my hero." It's a little contorted, and the puppy's chiming in a little bit too. But if you listen, I think you can make out Amigo's voice. I do believe he says, "You are my hero." Here it is.